welcome to NBC podcast for this Advent season. And each day, Monday to Friday, you'll be able to access the podcast and spend a little bit of time thinking about the preparations for Christmas and the coming of Jesus. There'll be a short podcast on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Friday, and then our usual NBC Connect podcast on a Wednesday. So thank you for joining us on this journey as we spend a short time each day reflecting on this Advent season. Jesus came for many different reasons, but today I want us to think about the fact that he came to bring light to a world in darkness. Isaiah the prophet in chapter 9 writes this: "Nevertheless, the gloom of the distressed land will not be like that of the former times when he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will bring honour to the way of the sea, to the land east of the Jordan, and to Galilee of the nations. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. A light has dawned on those living in the land of darkness. You have enlarged the nation and increased its joy. The people have rejoiced before you as they rejoice at harvest time and as they rejoice when dividing spoils. For you have shattered their oppressive yoke and the rod on their shoulders, the staff of their oppressor, just as you did on the day of Midian. For every trampling boot of battle and the bloodied garments of war will be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child will be born for us, a son will be given to us, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord shines over you. For look, darkness will cover the earth and total darkness the peoples, but the Lord will shine over you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to your shining brightness." In our neighbourhoods already, Christmas trees are beginning to appear in windows of the houses nearby. Christmas trees decorated with lights, welcoming something that is yet to come, and yet getting ready for the coming of the light of the world, Jesus himself. During this Advent season, as we prepare not only to celebrate the birth of Jesus, but also that anticipation that he will come again, we pray that the light will come into our homes, into our communities, into our nation and into this world. And at this time of darkness, we will recognize that Jesus is the light, still shining in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out. Let's pray with hope for that future, but also for today, that our communities may be flooded with light and we might be witnesses to that light, just as John the Baptist witnessed to the coming of Jesus 2,000 years ago. Let us pray. Jesus, you bring light to our world. Thank you that you burst into the darkness of that time to come and be born one with us, one of us. May your light shine in the darkness today, in my life, in the life of our families, our neighbourhoods, our communities, our towns and cities, and our nation. That now more than ever, Jesus, we need your light to shine. Thank you that you came. Please burst into the darkness and shine your light. Amen.